Well, anytime you're ready. I mean, all that stuff can happen later. I'm not going to split my head to do some kind of thing like that. So
well, I wanted to work for you, that's all.
I do appreciate the offer because I thought that you were no longer interested and I was crestfallen.
Oh, geez, but really?
It's been a very difficult week.
How'd you get the idea?
It's just that the energy's been very weird. Everybody's been going through very deep personal evolution and crisis. My sister died Monday.
Oh my God. Heavy shit. What was her name?
Sarah. She turned 52 on the 18th and she died on the 27th.
Good God.
And we've been waiting for 2 years. She's had stage 4 ovarian cancer. Oh. I saw her before she left about a couple of months ago and said goodbye. I mean, it was like, this is it.
Wow.
You're never going to see her again because she's too ill to even know what's up.
You two get along okay?
Yeah, we always love one another deeply. And we had some clarity. We had childhood time, about 5 minutes of us being together. We're paired. You see, my family has 8 children.
Yeah.
Born boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl, 2 years apart.
Uh-huh.
So that all the pairs are broken except one pair. I just lost my baby sister. That was a pair, me and Sarah.
Yeah.
Then there's Lincoln and Libby. They're still alive.
Yeah.
They're the only pair intact. Lawrence and Deborah. Debbie died in 97. David and Lisa. Lisa died 3 years ago. And it's all falling apart now. The thing that is tragic is that I found out that my sister had died 2 days after from my ex-wife. And I was not invited to the funeral. Nobody has called me. Nobody has made an attempt to let me know anything
Good
at
God.
All. So I have been excommunicated from my family. And my
wow.
son is not interested in seeing me right now. He is busy. He doesn't have time. He makes excuses. And I am finally at the point in the juncture in my life where I am on a prominence. I've been here before many a time. In fact, I've always been on this prominence. And that is that ultimately I have something to do that is so far beyond myself and my life
yes.
that I better just be very careful how I talk and act and think.
Yes.
Because I have been given an opportunity that everybody has, but I am beginning to really realize that I'm going to get what I want out of this existence too. And it is formidably powerful.
Indeed.
And in order to wield that kind of power in a way that edifies and makes this world a better place, I must learn my lessons too and not get stuck in some kind of sorrowful bull jive winky. There is nothing to get over. Nothing went anywhere. Everything is always here all along. And if I can realize this with the power of being transmuted through understanding and loving God and getting over my shit enough, I too will be free. And we become an unconquerable. And it doesn't mean that you're looking for a fight. It just means that you're an island and the river can rage and the island remains. Because that's the solidity I have realized that I desperately have craved, an innate drive in me, and now that I feel that I have the opportunity for that, I am laying hold of it with everything that I have, because that's the only thing that means anything to me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else has evaporated, and in a way, it's all perfect. I asked for this. And the owning of it is not going, oh, please share my drama. And it's like, no. No, everybody dies alone, and it's not bad. It's just that it's the end of all this. Schlepp. Can I put for one more for a late fee? Sir. On it. We'll talk. Is this device on? So I've been going through the usual. I mean, basically the family dynamic is something, I mean, when I'm quiet and I wake up, I go to bed, I wake up. The impact is always there when someone dies. We were waiting. But the impact is profound because not only is my sister passed on, but I am truly saying goodbye. And I was talking with somebody this morning and they said, you have two families. You're born into the family you're born with and the family you create, the family you obtain.
Yeah.
And it's based on the confusion that I had was that I assumed, bad thing to do, that my blood family was also my family.
Yep.
And I could reveal my heart's desire in an unjudgmental way, but I found out that basically looking at back at everything, I've always basically, for the most part, been dismissed and unappreciated because we're all artists and most of them are jealous, frustrated artists. And I have virtue dripping off my fingertips and they're scared of me and they're jealous of me. And I thought that it was that somehow I had to conform to this, when in realization, slap in the face, I realized that they just wanted to be in charge and tell me what to do and have me do it, because it's easier to program the genius than it is to just let him freak freely and love it.
Or to let himself do
so. So it was sanctioned. My reality and consciousness were constantly being sanctioned, unbeknownst to me up to a point, and then I realized that's my fire. that that was a choice I had made, and it's called the habitual default consciousness.
Paperweight.
And the habitual default consciousness is, well, I don't really want to work on it. It's too painful, or it's too real, or maybe I'm coming from the wrong place, or confusion. And now that I'm coming out of that in a point where I actually have to own myself in a way that is so dynamically powerful that I don't, I said it earlier, I'm not just one of these people who wants to know it for myself. I'm a communicator, and I communicate on a very large scale. And I want to know so that I can transmit this information so that other people can lay hold of the shit that they need to get lay hold of so that we can be free and truly free. And that requires everything you have. It's like I wrote, I said it, I give it my all. That's all I have to give.
And if you can't be with the ones you love,
then love the one you're with. And I've heard that in my head all week. All of us are connected, and I am connected too. And it's only my for and against, my personality, my drama, that is getting in the way of true happiness for myself and
there
others.
Is a pattern in Siberia of wild men from Neanderthal roots arriving into human settlement and being all...
Is this long ago, far away?
Still happening. Killed. Or enslaved.
Dominated.
Put in a hole for 3 years until the spirit is broken. Now, what we have here is a situation of somebody being excellent and needing to be free, but inferiors capturing the superior and trying to break the spirit. Now, somebody is free. That's your sister.
She's truly free as far as not having to do it, but the thing is that the hitch with Danny is that Danny wants to be free in this life. I don't want to have to get out of it to be free. And I know that that phenomenon exists. It's called Bodhi nature. And everybody has a capability of it.
Now you, being a sovereign,
it's Bodhi nature,
can grant your own freedom.
I have to give myself permission to get over my crap and first, learn how to walk away.
You got to see what it is. And I think it's coming to focus.
Yes, it is. Focus, focus. And I'm beginning to be, there's a level with me that is so ecstatically relieved that it's very... I'm falling into a new quiet that I have not laid hold of much that is being cultivated in a way that I can engage, but it's much more present. And as I said very early on, it's being with, not at, because my posture, I realize, has been very defensive throughout my whole life because I have been under attack.
Beat you to the punch.
And so I'm like, yes. And now I can do, it's like the dog who gets beat by the newspaper. Or the kid who gets beat by the newspaper, the master dies and perishes and turns to dust. And what does the kid do? Picks up the newspaper and starts beating themselves. Because that's the familiarity of it. There's a weird kind of comfort in us hurting ourselves. Mm-hmm. Also, I realize that it's a way of me not getting on and prolonging the inevitable awakening that is going to happen.
It's called state-specific memory, and building bridges is the job of the intelligence. Building bridges between the different states, like a dream state. This is back to alchemy. The dream state, we have to build a bridge in our consciousness.
I had dreams last night.
What'd you dream? Share it with
family
the public.
Shit.
Family.
And I wanted to tell you that I realized that I was dreaming because in an earlier show I said I don't dream. Now I went through a phase where I didn't have any. It was something else. But now I had dreams. I had, it's all REM, early morning, of course,
yeah.
But I remembered it. And it was basically just, it wasn't the frustrations playing them out as much as I saw the pantheon of all the people in my life and various characters, mostly family, blood family. Popping up, kind of like talking. I've had some hints of my sister glimmering through and looking good, like all is well, it's
all is
chill.
Well. Yeah.
And Danny, don't lick your wounds too badly and don't spit on other people because you're, you know, having to deal with the inevitable thing that I, you see, the thing that always comes along, I pardon me.
Yes.
The thing that comes along, I'm changing my focus and summating is that I always knew that this was going to happen.
Yes.
And I have always known that I would arrive at a point in my life where I continuously go from a finer and narrower strait of scrubbing off the insignificant, scrubbing off the illusory, to arrive once again on the path that I've always been on. But now I'm realizing it's that something wonderful happened a long time ago.
Yeah.
And
exact that it's told, but
oh, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's just a mirage. It's just, I ain't, look at me, dude. I'm not scathed. I'm not wounded. I'm not damaged. I'm better than I was.
So you're
and the thing is this, and you talk to this, back to this, the whole thing about people that are afraid of, you know, control you, treating you like the monkey, is this. And here is the thing, if you want to talk to one of the benefits of alchemy or the benefits of transmutation of understanding.
Building bridges.
Is that no matter what comes at you, it makes you stronger. Mm-hmm. And then you become an adamantine, which is diamond. And I don't mean frozen, unmovable, unteachable, unlearnable. No, adamantine, which means worlds come and go. Lay it on me. Hungry, chop up world, snowed up nose. Who cares? Give it to me, lay it on me. And 99.999% of the time I'm asking for that to lay it on me. And you know what? There is no on me to lay. It's all illusory, powered by my attachment. There's
desire
nothing there.
To grow consciousness.
It's a mirage. And it only exists because I give it the substantiality that it has through paying attention to it.
Using consciousness.
So I'm trying to see what's real and what ain't, and I see a lot of it plain as day, and talking about it just like ain't gonna get me anywhere. I mean, it's just too much
about
information.
Round and round.
It's too much information.
At or
and
on.
And it's polarized.
Having a theme, being on a theme, following a theme, parallel. Talking about round and round.
Aye. And a rove and a rove and a rove and I'll go over a pair of brown.
Yes.
It's good to see you, sir.
You too.
How are things with you?
Oh, I don't know, same.
And what is that?
Just fine, same.
Are you happy?
Yeah. But it's scary to say so, right?
I don't think so.
Knock on wood.
Pinocchio.
So, your sister, rest in peace.
Yes, bless her heart.
And she's
and
now...
And she's... I'm relieved because she's not suffering anymore. She was suffering. She was in bed on drugs, opium, opiates for the last 3 months of her life. She was useless. She couldn't get out of bed, man. It's like, that's no way.
So
let her die with a little dignity, man.
Goodbye, body, hello, wings.
Yeah, she died at home. She graduated. And she was at peace with God. She was cool. And we made our peace with each other. We had no conflict. So it was like, hey, I love you. Death is not the end.
No.
And that was 2 months ago. And now that it's happened, I'm relieved for her because she was suffering. I'm very sad for everybody's, you know, they're blown out. I mean,
they're going
everybody's
to miss her.
Blown out. Well, she left 4 boys and a husband.
How old are the boys?
9 to 18, I think. 9 to 17, something like that.
9, rough.
And it's hard. They've been dealing with this death watch for the last almost over 2 years.
Allopathic medicine.
And they all need to be blessed and thought of in a kind way. And my mother is probably devastated, and she's getting old too. Her mother died at 90. She's in her 90th. And she's not in the best of health. And Sarah was her favorite, her darling, the only one who never, you know, drank, smoked, screwed, messed their lives up good when they were teenagers, her little angel. And now that her little angel has died, I'm concerned for my mother's mental health because she's already nuts and very unbalanced. So this could throw over the edge into a, she's got some high blood pressure issues.
Well, let's wish her well.
But I'm just learning how is getting back to this is that the remorse, the guilt, the shame, the if I could have done it differently, I might have done it differently, and casting that aside in a way that I'm going, well, I can't do anything about any of that, but I can let none of that ever happen again. And I am in a phase of my life now where I don't, back to what I'm saying is, there's no sanctuary in any hatred,
no
anger, bitterness, sarcasm, But there's also no sanctuary in, I mean, this hurts a lot. There's no, let's just put some cosmic, you know, about 50 coats of lacquer on it and it'll all shine up just great, you know. Meanwhile, you're trying to like, you know, I mean, you understand, right?
We live in the Rose Valley.
So it has to be real, but I'm realizing that, what a cool cat. Is that the mama cat we talked about?
No.
That's another cool one. Nice cat.
Love cats.
And I'm onto something good. And what I'm saying is that I do believe the thing that is disturbing to a lot of people about this gentleman that you're talking to is that a lot of this stuff actually makes sense. And that's the frightening part, because it's not just me dithering along on my, you know, quest to be great. That's all fossil. That's just ego-driven, come out empty, jive, wanky, splat. But the ability to realize that everybody that's going through life trying to understand is coming to the summation of a lot of things. And everyone I see, I look in their eyes, or they're looking the other way because they are not dealing with that yet.
Or because they're dealing with something else.
Correct. And it is not my place to judge another person's consciousness just because of the way they act to me. However, I do notice that a lot of people are running around being afraid, be very afraid. And I wrote something today, which I will say, because I do write. And pardon my interruption, please finish what you were saying on the melody.
Well, what we have here is a point in passing. And now the point is passed.
Yes.
But the point is gone, and that's as well. We have a loquacious state, which is gone, replaced by another, which is not as coming at, but more being with. And
more reflective.
We know there's no sanctuary in any false
Correct.
Metaphysics.
Correct.
We can observe and form many principles, but if we take too much pleasure, then we are spun out, rarefied, unable to relate in the pace of modern life.
Let's see here. Life is a can of worms and a bowl of cherries, thorns and all. Contrivance, controversy, over-contrived. I'm staying alive, even if it kills me. An end to causes, and of the selfish self. Seva died, 8/27/12. The war has yet to begin, and yet the war is over. Because there's something in the air. But the one I wanted to say was the last one.
Go.
Big brother is the bad apple.
Is the bad apple.
A bad apple spoils the whole bunch.
What's this at the top of it?
Virgo, ergo.
Oh. My birthday in 8 days.
Virgo, ergo. Therefore. Ergo means therefore. Ergo.
Yes. And the logic of...
Happy birthday.
...of Virgo.
So your birthday's the 10th.
...is told me to walk gently on the surface that everybody's got their ear down on.
Yeah, it's like a trampoline, man. You don't want to bounce it around too much, or everybody will not be able to listen. Bounce your ear off the skin.
Congratulated recently on people skills. Again, by both parents. Now.
Your parents?
My father said he was very impressed. My mother has now shared her
enthusiasm.
That's
a major accomplishment, should we say?
And I wonder, it must come from genuine love of other people.
That would be nice.
Nice and simple.
Very sincere.
Yeah, but the looking away, yeah, because, you know, there's structures to be formed in the ether, and they are delicate, and they are state-specific, and a lot of these rarefied states that we have loved, and where we carve many intricate structures of our thought, these can all, if we're not careful, be obliterated in one gesture.
Yikes!
In one excessive volume. And it becomes a tiptoeing process.
Ooh.
Through the tulips, no less.
Through the tulips.
No flutterbys.
That was Tiny Tim. What a freaky cool, huh? What a freak. Thank you.
Outdoors. Great.
Hey. So, as usual, thank God, we are still learning and still attaining clarity. And what I was seeing, I was talking about the next generation, is that the next generation, just like a apprentice becoming a journeyman, is when the apprentice becomes a journeyman is when they do something that the teacher says, I've taught you all I can teach you. And rather than seek other teachers, you are released as a journey person into the world, which means you know your thing. Now, the next generation of children is supposed to transcend us. And if they do, go daddy. If it's dumbed down and it gets progressively, then that is not good evolution.
There's going to be such a microscope focused at the facial expressions and cadences of speech. And people will be listening very carefully, and nothing will pass the attention, and people will be purified. They will be purified. What's because they will be looking at each other. We shall walk gently on the surface.
Well, that's the first step, isn't it? Looking at each other and going, we are here, aren't we?
Ears are on the ground.
We are here. Ears on the ground, huh?
Track.
Sounds like we're waiting for the bomb to drop.
Or we're trying to cross the railroad tracks. And why?
Let's see how far away the train is, huh?
To get to the other side.
Hey, why did a punk rocker cross the road?
Why?
Because he was stapled to the chicken.
Bleep an A.
That's an old punk rock joke I heard in Vancouver.
Appreciate it. Vancouver's good for some good stuff.
The thing that's so beautiful about it, and yet strangely bizarre if I compare myself to linear time and all that, is that in the midst of all this tragedy, quote unquote, I am still very, very happy. And I'm feeling happier by the minute because, in a way, I'm realizing how to turn, like they say, turning adversity into strength, simply by what I was saying earlier, is by changing the way I look at it. Now, the situation is still the same. My sister has passed. That's a fact. And as far as I see it at the moment, we can get philosophical till the moon comes home. But
practically,
she's gone, okay? As far as I see it, blah. But in the midst of that and other things, blah, 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 I already said, I'm still... I can taste the fruit, you see? The fruit is there. And I go for the fruit because I'm... Well, it's what interests me. That holds my interest.
Thorns and all.
Thorns and all.
Stung to the quick.
Well, yeah. But not letting it turn me into what I know is only working against me and the continuum at large, should we say, rather than allowing myself, what I want to do is to allow myself to be transformed into a useful tool by the Almighty that I am in order to make the world the way it is and to point to the reality of things rather than what they should be if I could have anything that is not actual and that has no substantiality except by group consensus, mass delusion, whatever you want to call that, does not abide. It cannot stay. It has no substance. It has no substantiality. It is as valid as yesterday's breeze. It has nothing. There's nothing there.
The man in the mirror, and we start there, and I myself went ahead and came back from abroad and
howdy do.
Was crushed in spirit from shameful deeds.
Yes, shameful deeds.
So, resigned control. Hands off wheel. Go where others take.
Hands off wheel.
Others took me places I won't repeat, but through it all, I sail with an even keel, understanding this is my reward. And in the end, my genuine love for others has carried me through, like a gold thread, many painful moments by friends and forgiveness years down the road. Understanding blossoms. Talking about changing oneself in the world. I took my hands off the steering wheel, and I am still on the road.
That's the, sir. Yes. That's what I say, you know. Get in the boat and grab an oar. I am not the helmsman of this boat, and I do blow wind into the sail, but I have an oar, and I rowed the boat. I did not make the boat, and I am not the boat, and I am not steering the boat, but I have an oar. And not an either oar, although it can be an option. And I'm just getting back to myself after a long hiatus of indebted servitude to things I knew darn well would make me come out empty. Oh, it's the little red buggies. It's the Bugs Bug Me show.
Sheets to the wind, not today.
Well, sailing, not getting obliterated, like they say, three sheets to the wind, which is a very strange term.
Well, the wind
nautical,
itself,
speaking of boats,
is a blessing.
Yes, it cleans us, and it is life. The spirit is wind.
Circulation of the lungs.
Ah, that too, yes, yes.
Of the earth. Device. And the biosphere is alive, and its organs in our bodies doing their job without asking thanks.
I know, I thought about that this morning. Interesting you brought that up.
And its dogs loving their masters.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that undivided love?
Yes, and that's the message of this planet.
Love unconditionally.
Do your job.
Amen. Mission accomplished. And it's the desire that comes from every single person. No one else can make you want this. You have to want it for you.
Be
in order to be with her. Be a part of it or be a part of it.
From of.
And it's being from rather than huh. And people are lonely. People are frightened. I am lonely. I am frightened. I see it. That's why I say it.
But we're never alone.
But we are never alone. I've known that for a long time. It says, I've been lonely all my life, but I have never been alone. And it's true. And there are higher things at play that are not in the visible world. And you can play ghosts and goblins if you wish to desire so. However, it is far more complex and beautifully simple than that.
We could say fragments of ourselves in many dimensions. We could say those fragments here with us now. I call and invoke. Remember.
Your focus. Yeah, remember. Interesting word.
Yes. So we do this, and our lucid dreaming other fragments are now part.
Look, all this deer crap I am. That is. I hear the phone. Is that your phone?
It is not.
It sounds like the old school ones from. Hello, Dick Tracy?
Levity.
Yes, levity and gravity are very good, you know. Levit alone, grab onto something.
Have a tea.
And
hoi? Have a tea.
Have a tea. Tea for two.
Happy.
Happy.
Happens, happenstance. Hap must be a little wave on the ocean.
Oi. Happy.
Conforming to as it happens.
There's no conforming needed, you just beat that, huh?
Well, there's wind in the trees.
I see the breeze.
And this walking gently with wind in the trees and conforming to as happens makes one happy.
It brings me to my knees.
Happy.
Sometimes in praise and adoration, sometimes just because I'm beat to death by my own insanity, demanding that I have my way at the wrong time.
And muscles.
Friction man.
Muscles with oxygen-starved portions.
Oxygen-starved? No, they aren't starved. They just need it.
And attention on them and breathing into them.
Here comes that jade.